The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Winter Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm alright. I ain't bad. I'm doing alright, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah? Yeah? Everything's fine.
That's fine. Fine. Weird. Yes. It's usually doom and gloom, but this weekend it's,
Well, you know, it's new leaf, something. It's May the 4th, all you Star Wars nerds flying X-Wings into buildings.
It did happen, yeah.
It did happen. I have photographic proof.
Yeah, thanks, asshole.
Well, you know. Oh, so how was your week?
Long. It was a long, busy week.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the script for the show comes up here, we'll... God bless the Opera browser, by the way. It's shit. It's just really bad. So
you're not using Brave?
With what I write the script on, Brave keeps shutting down.
Oh, okay.
We got to come up with merch to get equipment. That's my goal now.
I figured you'd already have that shit pulled up before you start.
It was pulled up, but it was over to the side, and I'm not good with computers. Moral of the story. All right, fuck you. Let's get into some TV news. You ready?
Yes.
The HBO boss insists that the new Harry Potter show with John Lithgow as was a Dumbledore and Snape, because all that, but it will not contain J.K. Rowling's anti-trans views. I didn't know trans was a part of Harry Potter, but
they're magical.
42% of them are.
Wow!
But you know what? You still got to pay her, no matter how much you hate her. So
yeah, y'all motherfuckers who watch that are paying her.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know,
she's still cashing checks.
She's still getting paid.
Yeah, that's hilarious to me.
And you fucking retards are going to pay her.
Yeah, that's great.
We love Harry Potter. We hate her. Here's my money.
Mm-hmm. And she laughs going to the bank going, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to the beach.
Yeah, I bought a beach.
Yeah, no shit.
CBS has announced they have canceled the Queen Latifah Equalizer show after 5 seasons.
4 seasons too long.
Yep. Some sad news here, Vince. No points go to this, but Ruth Buzzi passed away this week. Best known as the handbag lady on Ronan Martin's Laugh-In. Passed away this week at the age of 88.
Ruth Buzzi Ginsburg?
Ben Stein. Yeah. Yeah, that's sad. Surprised nobody had her on the list, but
oh well. Yeah. Fuck it.
I think the only one left from that show is Goldie Hawn. Yeah.
Goldie Hawn's the only one left, I believe.
The Carrie Amazon series based off the horror movie, Matthew Lillard is in talks to join the cast. So I like him. Zoink Scoob.
Zoinks.
Gillian Anderson has confirmed she has talking to Ryan Coogler, Wakanda Forever, about the X-Files reboot.
They was Kangs.
And Spooks and She.
She.
How about some good news, Vince? You like the Resident Alien show?
I do.
Well, you know Harry.
Yes.
That is the main character, right?
Yes.
Guess who has been cast as his father for the season 4?
Who?
Steven Root, still looking for his stapler. That's good casting.
Yeah.
I always see him as Milton or the boss from News Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. News Radio for sure.
So, some more casting news here. Landman, that is the Billy Bob Thornton series that is apparently really good. I haven't started it yet. They have cast Sam Elliott for season two. So, kind of interested in that. So, Wednesday has cast Anthony Michael Hall. He will be teaming back up with Tim Burton as part of the season two for Wednesday. So, they didn't say what role. I'm glad to see him getting work. What was the series he did?
Oh,
it was really good. Was it Dead Zone?
Yeah, the Dead Zone. Yeah, yeah. It was on USA.
Really good. Yeah, I liked that a lot. That was off the Stephen King stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah. Back before we all knew Stephen King was a leftist comic. Well, we should have already known, but last thing for TV news this week. Do you remember the show Desperate Housewives?
Do I?
Possibly rhetorical, maybe not.
Yeah.
We're getting a reboot called Wisteria Lane. It is in, this is going to be Hulu, and apparently Kerry Washington is going to be the star. So it's going to be blacks on Wisteria Lane, and she.
Anti-male, anti-white. Yeah. Yay.
I don't need no man.
Great. That's what that show was. Anti-male bullshit. Yay.
Why does that chirping in the hallway keep happening in she?
Because a little faggot wrote and directed that shit.
Yep.
Yay.
I wonder why we have no listeners.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some movie news. Vince, if I say most famous X-Men writer, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Oh, shit, man. I don't know.
Chris Claremont, probably.
You think?
Well, he did. I mean, he, you know, all the Phoenix stuff and stuff like that back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he kind of let some stuff slip. He was at the Huntsville Pop Culture Expo, which is like a big Comic-Con thing in Alabama.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was rambling, as older gentlemen do. And he appeared to drop several big details about Secret Wars, which is currently filming. For starters, Robert Downey Jr. allegedly, this is all alleged, will play multiple characters, including Iron Man. We also know he's Doctor Doom. He also revealed that Chris Evans will be back as Captain America, a young Steve Rogers, as well as the Hydra version of Captain America, the Hail Hydra version. He said Elizabeth Olsen will return as a good Scarlet Witch. He said Psylocke will be in the movie and that Wolverine will, quote, kill someone important. So, oops. Shouldn't have let all that slip, probably.
Like he cares.
Yeah, I mean,
he don't give a fuck.
What are they gonna do to him?
You know? Yeah, he wrote this shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, he pretty much did. All right. So if you're interested in that, it's filming now, so I'm sure it's a next year release. So, Neon, which is a new U.S.-Japanese production company, is making Bad Lieutenant Tokyo. This first Bad Lieutenant was what? Harvey Keitel? That was his movie. And then they did another version with Nicolas Cage.
Ooh.
But this one, the reason this is in here is one of the female stars of the movie, WWE wrestler Liv Morgan. She's getting her first big movie, so good on Liv. And they actually put it on here by her real name, Gianna Daddio.
Daddio?
Yeah, D-A-D-D-I-O.
Ooh.
Bet you she never breaks a spaghetti.
I bet she just throws it right in the fucking pan.
Right in the pan, yeah, where one end gets soggy and the other end don't get cooked.
Yeah.
Italians. Vince, we have, you remember Speed, right? That Keanu movie there?
Yeah.
Well, Keanu and Sandra Bullock are reteaming for an Amazon MGM romantic thriller as yet untitled, but they're going to be back together in the movies, so there you go. Ladies will like that. And it gives him a chance to not be, you know, John Wicking people. So. Yeah, the check clears.
Yeah.
I'm interested, just because I like weird things, in this next story. Shudder, the horror streaming service, has acquired a new movie called Good Boy. This is a haunted house movie told from the dog's perspective. I'm interested in seeing this.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Just because wackiness will ensue. So, you know.
And animals can see that shit before people.
Yep.
That's the theory.
Why are you barking in the corner, boy? You don't see that shit? That's some spooky shit.
Shit, get that motherfucker.
I don't know why my dog sounds like an 80-year-old black guy, but, you know.
My dog happens. Sounds like Chester Stone.
Oh, imagine if your dog sounded like Clancy Brown.
Oh, my God. Keith David.
Oh, give me the meats. Yeah.
That's fucking, what's
his
name?
I know it's Ving Rhames. Leave me alone. All
right, they might all look the same, but they don't sound the same, okay?
Yeah, that's true. All right, Vince, do you want a deadline put out the biggest money makers and money losers at the box office for 2024? What do you think was the number one movie in profit last year?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Inside Out 2.
Oh, cartoon. Yeah.
Made profit. $650 million in profit. That's massive.
What studio was that?
Disney Pixar, I believe.
Yeah, but was that one movie enough to keep them afloat from all the bullshit that they've spent money on?
That's a good question. Do you like? Would you like to know the biggest box office bombs?
Yes, I would.
Joker 2 lost $144 million. Mm. Furiosa lost $119. Borderlands lost $80. Megalopolis lost $76. And Kraven the Hunter, which was a good flick, but lost $71 million. Huh, who would have thought that the Joker getting boogered in prison and Lady Gaga would be a box office bomb?
Yeah, can you believe that shit?
Shocked, I tell you. Horribly shocked. But yeah. But Inside Out 2 made enough to cover all those losses. So look for Inside Out 3 soon.
Right.
All right, let's get to some comic book news. And really the only thing I could find this week is a passing. Jackson Goose, that's just how you pronounce it, went by the name of Butch. Award-winning artist. He worked on like Micronauts, Flash, Action Comics. Passed away this week at the age of 63. No cause of death was revealed. He was he was one of the big architects of the Death of Superman, Reign of the Superman storyline. He was one of the main plotters of that. So, yeah, he passed away this week. So,
it sucks.
Yep. And really, there was only one comic recommendation for books that came out this week. It was kind of a real slow week. Doom Academy number 3. So this keeps tying into the One World Under Doom Marvel event. So there you go. All right, let's get into some wrestling. And holy crap. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So WWE just had WrestleMania weekend, right? A couple weeks ago, they made profit, $40 million plus in profit just from that weekend, right?
Okay. Right.
2 weeks later, the following people have been fired: Braun Strowman, Shayna Baszler, Dakota Kai, Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Cora Jade, Gigi Dolan, Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey, Wolfgang, Eddie Thorpe, Riley Osborne, Oro Mensah, Jakara Jackson, Javier Bernal, Danny Palmer, Shotzi Blackheart, along with multiple people in the office.
Damn.
Yeah. The three or four that really stick out as surprising. Shayna Baszler, which 90 days is up, she will be in AEW. Guarantee you that one. Braun Strowman, who just put over two guys as your two new monsters. He put over Jacob Fatu and Jonah. I don't remember his WWE name right now. But he got them over as, you know, the big monster type guys. Dakota Kai, who everybody loved, she got fired. And Cora Jade, who just came back from an ACL injury. Just, yeah. And before anybody says anything, if Triple H wanted to keep these people, they would have been kept. So this falls on him. So, yeah, we made $40 million. Let's get rid of a whole lot of people. But yet, WWE is still the best company, right?
Why? Why'd they get...
I don't know. They're saying it is... one of them, they said, I think it was Riley Osborne, was for non-wrestling-related issues. That's being reported. The rest are either cost-cutting or the old creative has nothing for you type thing. But, you know, if you're supposed to be the best wrestling company in the world, shouldn't you have the best creative teams? Just
writing.
Thought.
What?
Huh?
Storylines? What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, you're literally a TV show about wrestling. You're not a wrestling TV show. But, yeah. All right. So, yeah, all of them are the NXT releases are 30-day non-compete, and the main rosters are 90-day. So, Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff have been teasing something online, and we now know basically what this is going to be: an amateur freestyle pro wrestling company. They're pushing for a TV or streaming rights deal. Bischoff will handle the company behind the scenes, and Hogan will be like your on-screen commissioner if this gets off the ground. So, I don't know. I have no idea. But it's being reported that TNA is heavily shopping its program right now to try to get new TV deal or a streaming deal. Being that they are kind of buddy-buddy with WWE right now is probably going to help that. So, but I don't know. They fired a lot of people that the locker room really liked management-wise. So, I don't know. And they just had their, you know, heavyweight champion do a WrestleMania appearance and take two RKOs. So, way to make your guys look strong. But I don't know. It's being reported that the Wyatt Six are not on TV right now. It was reported that Bo Dallas was injured. He is back from injury. But this, them not being on TV, is tied to Alexa Bliss, her absence right now. Apparently, when she comes back, the whole group will be back, and she will be a part of it, either as the new leader or as a part of the group. So, there you go with that. That makes sense, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
And last thing for wrestling, advance tickets for the AEW New Japan Forbidden Door at the O2 Arena in London. Just advance tickets have already passed $1 million. It's expected to end up as the third biggest gate in the company's history behind the two other London shows they've done. So Wembley and I think they were both Wembley. Yeah. So, yeah, they're making money, doing good. And they didn't fire a bunch of people. Shocking. All right, that's all for wrestling news this week. Vince, anything in video games?
Russian gaming studio Lesta Games faces legal trouble and asset seizure. They're getting their assets seized from a Russian prosecutor general's office. It looks like they were part of this group called Wargaming.net.
Yeah.
And that company gave Ukraine money.
Oh.
So that's the short.
It all ties back to the Zelensky bullshit.
Yeah. The article said they don't know whether they can do anything about it at this point, but it, you know, they're pretty nuts over there about it. The issue is that there's people in Ukraine that still support Russia.
Yes.
They're like, get us out of here. What the fuck literally are you guys doing?
This is what it's all about.
Right.
We don't want Ukraine. It's a dictatorship. It's a puppet regime from the CIA.
Right.
We're Russian. We want to be Russian.
I know a few people that play World of Tanks, and they are overzealous about that game. Like, it's the greatest game ever.
Ah.
Hours and hours and hours spent in that
game. They've never flown a TIE fighter into a building.
No, of course not. And yelled, Allahu Akbar. Let's see. Nexon partners with Blizzard to develop the new StarCraft game and handle Overwatch Mobile in Asia.
Overwatch Mobile is going to be insane, by the way.
That's odd that there's going to be another company handling the new StarCraft.
Yes.
But hey, I don't know. Fortnite is coming back to iPhones next week.
Really?
Yep. Epic Games turns the tables in court. So it's coming back.
For now, before Apple sues again.
Yeah, for whatever fucking reason.
Well, it has to do with Epic is going against Apple wanting to take such a big cut of the money. And they say it's like a monopoly and illegal. That's what the lawsuit's all over.
Right.
The EU has already sided on Epic's side. That's why if you're in the EU, you can do Apple products and have Epic Games.
Right.
But they're still working on that here.
Microsoft raises the price of all Xbox Series consoles. Xbox games confirmed to hit $80 this holiday.
Jeez.
Fit Girl Repack. I mean, wait, what?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Arr. Nothing?
Yeah.
I know. Last thing I've got is Grand Theft Auto 6, speaking of pirating, is now coming May 26th of 26.
Delayed a year.
Who gives a fuck?
That's hilarious to me.
Not Rockstar.
Nope. I did see that there, once they announced the delay, their Take-Two's stock dropped like 10-15%. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, Dan Houser has nothing to do with this game.
Right.
I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and I said, you know, I have a feeling it's going to suck. I don't want it to suck. I like the Grand Theft Auto games, but nobody from Rockstar is involved with it, has been involved with it in the past.
Yep.
The last good Rockstar game will be Red Dead 2.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, that was the last game Dan Houser worked on.
Yeah.
And now Dan Houser's got his own company. He's making a video game. It'll probably come out before this one does. I might end up buying that.
Yeah, just to stick it to him.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably going to be fucking good.
He ought to make Bully 2.
Goddamn. No, Take-Two owns the rights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or did they make a Bully 2, didn't they?
I don't think they did.
Hold on. Typing. Nope. They did not. Yeah.
That's just money left on the table there.
Yeah, that's... Yep. There you go.
The only thing I have this week is Fragpunk, the first-person shooter, is now on console. So if you have Xbox or PlayStation, you can now play it. Marvel Rivals has buffed healers and supports. So getting ready for the mid-season patch coming up in a few weeks. But yeah, so Adam Warlock is actually viable now.
Yay. Nope, not playing it.
I know. And lastly, the Star Wars, since this is being recorded on May the 4th, Star Wars update in Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's very sweaty right now.
Oh, my God.
But if you have a bot, it's quite fun to have somebody fly you around on a TIE fighter or an X-Wing.
It took a minute to get the fucking controls. I'm never going to live this down. I went right. Tony did the same fucking thing.
Oh, well, look who you're talking about. Mister, yeah. I could drive. Let me drive. Yeah. Get my reboot card.
Fucking hand job, Rock.
Hand job, Cloud. Get out of the way.
fucking hands up tree.
But yeah, so there are no lightsaber pickaxes is what everybody's still not happy about it. But you can stand on the Millennium Falcon. So there you go.
I geeked out for 20 minutes just because I could stand on that fucking thing.
Yes, he did. Confirmed.
I was like, oh my God. My son, he was like, you know, EA is getting ready to commit harikari right now.
Yep.
Seeing how good this fucking looks in Unreal Engine 5.
Yes.
Or 6 or whatever it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. So Fortnite right now is fun, but it is a very short 6-week season. So
now, does this go into chapter?
It will go into 6? Chapter 4. No, wait. How does Fortnite
2? Do it'll things? Go into chapter 2.
Yes, I believe. So,
and we'll get chapter 2 for a couple of months, right? And then
that's the way I believe, yeah. And then Fortnite Mares and all that. So, yep.
Chapter 2's back, baby.
I hope. That's the
I rumor, love chapter so. 2. Chapter 2 is great.
So we'll see, but yeah. Yep. All right. Some music news this week. We start with a passing. Jill Sobule, singer songwriter known for her 1995 hit "I Kissed a Girl," died in a house fire this week at the age of 66. Her
not AIDS.
No, not AIDS. Her manager did confirm that she was in staying with friends in a Minneapolis suburb when the fire broke out on May 1st. Cause of the fire not yet been disclosed.
They were flaming.
They're yeah. Sometimes they write themselves. Ah! And then we have this, Vince. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its 2025 class of inductees. Here we go. Ready?
I am ready.
Well, we'll get to the performers. There is another category. Artists whose music and performance style have directly influenced, inspired, and evolved rock and roll music impacting culture. Two people going in on that, and that is Salt-N-Pepa, I know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Warren Zevon.
Fucking Warren Zevon deserves it more than Salt-N-Pepa does.
Yes, but your actual performers getting in, the White Stripes, Outkast, let I remind you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, who I already thought was in, Chubby Checker, again, who I already thought was in, Bad Company, Soundgarden.
Lawson Gang!
Hallelujah. They're finally in.
They're finally in! God damn!
I'm going to have to check out the ceremony just to see their concert part. So
I wonder who's going to induct them.
That's a good question. Probably Dave Grohl or some shit. Yeah.
Not Eddie.
No.
Why would he induct him?
Right.
He didn't even go to Chris Cornell's funeral.
No.
Well, I think that was...
That was probably a family decision.
He don't like talking about it.
Yeah, but...
That probably hit him harder than...
Than he let on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
There was a bunch of people at his fucking funeral. Did you see that shit?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, somehow White Stripes got in already. Weird.
Yeah, but why did the White Stripes get in?
Why did Outkast get in?
Hey! Yeah!
So, there you go. All right, that's all for music news this week. It's time for Song of the Week, and we'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 movie remakes that should burn in hell.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Vince, it's that time.
Oh, my.
Not for disco. Oh, no, not for disco.
Death by disco.
It is time. Listener suggested top 10 this week. Movie remakes that should burn in hell. Going into this, I had forgotten there were so many.
Yeah, I put some of these out of my head. I was like, I'm not going to watch that bullshit. What the fuck would you? Why?
Yep. All right, Vince, you're number 10.
Psycho.
Oh, higher on the list. Yep. The Vincent D'Onofrio, correct?
No, Vince. God damn it. You put his name in my head.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it was a Vince A.
A, Benny A.
It's a shot-for-shot remake. That's how, yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Gus Van Sant. That's who did it, right?
Yep.
I know he's trying to be stylized. And it was...
I'm an artiste. No. Yeah. No, you're not.
No.
My number 10, the Nightmare on Elm Street reboot. I like Jackie Earle Haley, but this was just bad. This shouldn't have been done. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number nine.
Total Recall.
Yeah, possibly on my list, yes. That's the Colin Farrell one, right?
Apparently that one's more like the book than the first one.
Yeah.
But the first one didn't. This one didn't have Arnold in it.
That's right. Yeah, that woman had treated it.
Yeah, get to the chopper.
My number nine. This was sacrilege to the original version. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, I know. The Johnny Depp one.
Johnny Depp?
I know a lot of people like that. That's Gene Wilder's movie. Period. That's it. It's like Godfather. You don't fuck with it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number eight.
Carrie.
Ooh, I forgot that one. Yes.
Yeah, everyone forgot that one. Some of these people forgot. I forgot.
Yeah. What I have for my number eight, I could put your number one in. But I'm not going to change my list. I have the Keanu version of The Day the Earth Stood Still. Now, I know they really didn't have a lot to work with here, but the original is such a classic that just shouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have seen that. No, did I go to see it? No, I saw it. We thought about going to see it, and then I watched it, and I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is shit.
Yeah. Could have been a lot better, so... All right, number seven.
Arthur.
I forgot Arthur. Oh, with Russell Brand. Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's bad. This is where I have Total Recall, which we already talked about. So, all right, number six.
Another why? Jacob's Ladder. Why?
To be honest, I didn't even know they had remade this.
2019.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Don't. No. No. Stop it. Quit blacking up all our horror movies.
Right.
All right. What do we got? Six?
Yeah.
The original is a classic for a reason. It is a universal monster movie. Yes, you can remake it. It should have been a hell of a lot better. The Tom Cruise Mummy movie.
You motherfucker. That was higher on the list, bud.
Ah, there you go. Just, I know that was supposed to be the start of their MonsterVerse movies, because they were going to tie them all together, but it was so trash. It was just garbage. All right, number five.
Red Dawn.
I didn't have it because, yes, yes, yes.
Why?
And it kills me. Like, during the big battle scene, there's like a Subway sandwich place still just working like normal in the middle of a giant gunfight. And it's like,
right.
Can I get a toasted BMT? Yeah. Stop it. Just fucking product placement commie bullshit. Wow. My number five, we already talked about, it's Psycho. Just stupid. Number four.
The Mummy.
Ah.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
What's his name was in it too? Gladiator.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, yeah.
He was, I mean, you had actors here. It could have and should have been a whole lot better.
He was Dr. Jekyll, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My number four, even though I'm a big fan of the main actor in this, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. I like Wahlberg.
Did go to the theater to see that.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, shit, it's Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, and then...
I was like, oh, shit, that was Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was Chicago, and you could just quote me on that, so...
Yeah.
All right, number three.
Black Christmas.
I debated having that on my list.
Why remake that goddamn movie? And then when it came out, everybody's like, why did you remake this?
Right.
Oh, politics. Okay.
Yeah.
I get you now.
Yeah, I debated having that on my list, so, but it didn't make it. So, my number three. Hey, look, it's another Keanu remake, Point Break.
You motherfucker.
Is that your number three?
It's my number two.
Ah. Why
would you remake that movie? God damn it.
We've said on this show for years, there's certain movies you just don't fuck with.
Yeah. Fucking Point Break, man. Why would you do that?
So that was your number two?
That was two, yeah.
Well, my number two, another movie they shouldn't have fucked with because it starred the Swayze, Roadhouse.
Yeah, I won't even. I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And I thought about sitting down and watching it just because I, you know.
No, stop it. Bad Jew. No money.
No money.
Just, I don't know. Yeah, all right, number either. One. Here we go.
The goddamn Karate Kid. Why would you remake the goddamn Karate Kid? Because I'm talking about the one with Jackie Chan and that.
Yes, not Cobra Kai, but
Jaden
yes.
Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they did one in the 90s. It was with Hilary Swank, right?
That was Karate Kid 3. That was an actual sequel because Miyagi was in it.
Okay.
Yes, it was not a remake.
Okay.
Yeah. Chan one. I love Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
All the way back to, you know, Drunken Kung Fu Master and shit. But
yeah, that was an awful movie.
This was the Cheka Clear Pizza? Yeah.
Oh, the check.
Check a no bouncer. Me go act.
Give me a money.
Me teach a real brack guy kung fu, and we call it karate.
You a brack man. You kick a high.
Your dad do a big rurry style. Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
You smack a brack man.
Smack a brack a man.
Wow. A brack on brack a crime.
You kick a him. No, use a gun. No. All right, my number one. It took them 10 years to recover from this. That damn all-female Ghostbusters movie.
I forgot. I put it out of my head. Yeah. No, nobody wanted that shit.
No. We strong women's and shit. No.
And then everybody was like, you hate it because there's women in it. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly why. Why would you remake that? It was perfect. And you just made fun of the guy. Nobody, they had Chris Hemsworth as
a bimbo, as the secretary.
As a secretary, right?
Thor as the fucking secretary.
But what's her name? Annie Potts.
Was in the movie.
But Annie Potts in the first Ghostbusters didn't take any shit.
No. And they just walked all over Chris Hemsworth.
Because he's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted to see that fucking movie. That movie sucked. Fuck you.
You have an Audi, not an Annie. We're going to make fun of you.
Yeah, that was the whole fucking point of that movie. It was we strong, independent women. I think they killed the last ghost by shooting it in the dick.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious? What is going on? Oh, it was politics. Okay.
Yes.
It was misandry wrapped up in fucking Ghostbusters. And then nobody watched it and you're upset. Oh, can't imagine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's my number one.
God bless you.
All right. Listener picks. Roboto is the only one to send them in this week. The Tom Cruise Mummy, Ghostbusters, the RoboCop remake, which I didn't hate. Shouldn't have been done, but I didn't hate it. Any of the Disney live actions, which I haven't seen any, but and those live Fox movies during the holidays, Rocky Horror, Christmas Story, etc., they redo. So, yeah, that all makes sense. So, thank you, Roboto, for your listener pick. You know what we might do next week, Vince?
What?
Movies we are surprised they have not remade.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think we'll do that next week.
Next week.
If we're still alive. To be fair, it's a 50-50 shot. So,
to be fair.
We have a listener question this week, Vince.
Oh, shit.
Roboto asks, where did the rules of time travel and how doing something in the past can alter the future come from, and that it's become so universally accepted that no matter what form of media it is, they all adhere to it?
Fuck, I don't know.
It's an Einstein thing, probably. Well, between Einstein and H.G. Wells.
Well, Einstein pretty much stole it from somebody else. You
can
pretty much guarantee that.
Yeah. But the you can't do something in the butterfly effect thing, that's an H.G. Wells thing. But the time travel thing is an Einstein thing. Taxed from somebody else. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vince, it's that time of the week. Time to go to Clown World. And did you see the stories? Let's start. Ukraine, they finally signed that mineral rights deal with the U.S., so
yay.
I don't care. I literally don't care. We could just parking lot that half that country and I'd be all right. Next thing here, Representative Jamie Ratskin went on what's the horrible lady on MSNBC with the glasses, the lesbian. I know that doesn't narrow it down.
Which one? They all look the same.
Mad Cow.
Oh.
Rachel Maddow. And he says that Trump officials can now be arrested for interfering with a legal proceeding or kidnapping when it comes to getting rid of illegals. This seems to be second only insanity to a Harvard professor who went on MSNBC and said that the president could be charged with the attempted murder of former Vice President Pence. I literal insanity. You're all just fucking nuts. All right.
Oh, all of them.
Vince, we're going to go to Texas for this next story. I'm sure you're going to love this one since you sent it to me.
Oh,
are you ready, kids? The city of San Marcos, Texas, a city of 70,000, identified its residents were sending $4.434 million to Israel each year, and the council drafted a resolution calling for the reallocation of those funds toward domestic priorities. The governor of Texas then threatened to cut off the city from all future government contracts if it adopts this policy. How dare you quit sending money to the shekels and the oy veys and the stuff. Texas for Texas, huh? Nope, can't have that. Texas for Jews? Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah. Told them they were anti-Semitic.
Yes.
Yeah, and I defended that motherfucker.
Yep, when the black lady called him Wheels.
Yeah, Hot Wheels. When that stupid fucking cunt called him Hot Wheels, I'm like, how the fuck?
Then come find out he's a tiny hat lover, so.
Yeah, and then then Hot Wheels fucking shows up with his fucking crisscross crash fucking track. God damn. Good job, bud.
Watch me do a flip over this volcano.
Look, I'm going to do the flip. The wheel, the loop. Yeah. This fucking guy. I defended this fucking guy.
I hate this show so much. I hate
nobody
it.
Listens.
No, nobody listens. It's we just fine. Do it we to laugh say, and yell at you.
We can say that's what it. We want. Fuck yeah. It, whatever.
Take this, Spotify. Yeah, so
here we are. Here
Texas
we are.
Texas for Texas. All right.
Yeah, that's with Israel. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. Apparently, Trump will soon sign an executive order cracking down on sanctuary cities, including state and local jurisdictions that obstruct with the enforcement of federal immigration laws. They will arrest officials if they obstruct. The announcement came with Tom Homan, head of immigration. Standing within the TV shot, this right after he helped arrest the Wisconsin judge that had obstructed ICE and the New Mexico judge that was harboring an illegal. Whatever now. I don't care anymore, really, about any of this. If it doesn't affect my day-to-day, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, unless you start arresting people, I don't care.
Yes. Unless people from the Epstein list start getting arrested, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So there you go. But hey, we have this, Vince. Your good old buddy there, Netanyahu, says Israel, quote, will destroy Iran's nuclear reactors and enrichment facilities, end quote. What he failed to mention is probably with American lives and troops.
Yep.
Yeah, keep sending them money.
I don't want my kid going over there.
Nope, and he won't.
Yeah, neither one of them are going to fight for them.
Nope.
Fuck off.
Well, you're going to jail. Cool. You're going to have a jail overpopulation issue because people are pissed off. The German defense minister, Pistorius, says that Trump's proposals for territorial secessions from Ukraine to Russia are going too far. And he assured Ukraine of more weapons from Germany. It's almost like they don't want that thing to end. Weird, isn't it? Peace. Who wants peace? Let's see. Germany also announced that the ADF, they're the biggest political party in the country. They have accused them of being right-wing extremists and are using their spy agency in Germany to go after them. Huh. Germany's going dictatorish. I swear I've seen this before. But back then it was cool.
Was it?
Well, yeah.
Is Hugo Boss going to be doing the...
I was getting ready to say it was all Mercedes-Benz and Hugo Boss clothes.
Yeah, yeah, bud.
That's when it was good.
Erica! We got to do this?
Yeah.
Is this going to happen?
Well, apparently.
Looking suave as they're slaughtering people? Fuck yeah.
But I don't know.
Nah, I don't either. Fuck it.
The U.S., hey, speaking of money overseas, the U.S. approved $3.5 billion in missiles to the Saudis. All right, this next story is, again, why you should not send your kids to public schools. A Maryland student was suspended for asking why American flags were not in the classrooms. A senior, a future Marine cadet, by the way, in a Baltimore County school asked why flags weren't in his classroom. He went to the school board. When his school administrators didn't give him an answer, they called the cops on him. While he waited for an answer at the school board, then they suspended him on the spot for asking why are there no American flags in the classroom. Just... we don't like America. Well, you sure take American tax money. So maybe you shouldn't. But yeah, a future Marine cadet, and they suspended him and called the cops on him for asking a simple question. But if it was a rainbow flag, you know damn well that it would be the opposite and all this. Take your kids out of public schools. Just do it, because God knows what they're being taught. So, all right, tomorrow on May the 5th, this is interesting. The UN will brief its member nations on a previously unreported $600 million cut to their budget. That's being aimed at defaulting this year. It would include a hiring freeze while officials consider further savings that a Western diplomat describes as moving jobs from New York to Nairobi. It may not be enough, though. Combination of deadbeat member nations and mad budget rules have led to a money crisis. A leaked White House memo is proposing that America stop paying its contributions. And if that happens, the UN's fucked. Fund the UN. They should not be in the United States to begin with, by the way. That is prime real estate in New York City, so.
Bye.
Yeah, get them fuck out. That's what I'd do. A couple stories left here this week. A black woman in Kansas City has pled guilty to stabbing and killing a paramedic who was taking her to the hospital in an ambulance. Never relax. Even if they're strapped to the fucking gurney, never relax.
Never relax.
Jesus.
You can't. I'm not trying to laugh at the guy's pain, but God damn it.
Well, no, she killed him. He died.
No, I know. Yeah. The family is probably sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was there to save your life, and you killed him. You insert every racial thing here, person.
Yeah.
We have an update on the story about the illegal that raped a dead guy in the New York subway. He had previously been deported 5 times. He was an illegal. But hey, come visit New York. It's great.
He's an asylum seeker. He has full immunity because he's an asylum seeker.
He was seeking something in a dead guy. That's what he was doing.
You didn't know how that worked?
No, I'm white. I don't get anything.
Full asylum.
Yeah. Oh, Vince, this next story. It is the Shiloh Hendricks story. Do you know the name?
Yes, I have not really been keeping up with it. I've been trying to ignore it, but...
I have little bits of this. I probably don't have the whole story, because there's a lot floating around here. It's a white woman who called out the black woman that stole from her...
No, the black guy.
The black guy that stole from her 1.5-year-old child. Well, she was doxxed and harassed by the usual suspects, Black Lives and all that. Well, she set up, or somebody set up a... gives and go type thing to, get her moved because they knew her address and they were going to come for her. Well, a majority of the donations are adding the tag, his name was Austin Metcalf, to their donations. That's, of course, the white guy, the white kid that was killed in Texas, stabbed in the heart by the black kid. And remember, his family raised all this money and bought a house and an Escalade, and he was let out, that story. As I saw as of last night, donations for this woman are over $500,000 and 15,000 donators. A group of them literally spent, I think it was $12,000 to do an entry.
Yeah, the end tower.
Yeah, but yeah, stole from a 1.5-year-old, and she called him a name.
No, I think he was like 5, wasn't he?
What, the kid?
The kid was trying to steal from the bag.
Yes,
and then something like that. The grown man that was in the park filming to begin with.
Yeah, that's
weird. He didn't have a kid there, and apparently he was a Somali immigrant or whatever.
Yeah,
and he's recording kids.
Yeah,
I think they doxed that guy, and like he's been in jail and all sorts of shit.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
So that's where we're at, folks.
Yeah. Last thing I have here for this week, Vince, Zelensky.
Oh, God love him.
Went on Ukrainian TV and said he cannot guarantee the safety of foreign leaders who will be meeting in Moscow on May 9th, including China's president.
Oh, yeah?
So we could be 5 days away from an international incident? I mean, there's already North Korean troops in Russia. I tell you what, if something happens, even if like nobody's injured, but there is an attack with world leaders there, shit's going to pop off real quick, which is maybe what the EU wants, because they don't want this thing to end.
Right.
And it's like May 9th, I think, is like Russia's 4th of July type of thing. So, yeah, this could be... real interesting here in 5 days. So,
yay!
As I said, we may not be here next week, but we probably will be. Vince, final thoughts.
Keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Be safe out there. Never relax.
Never. Keep your head on a swivel.
Absolutely. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.